Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cancel 38. Yes, we are in a new setup right now because obviously we are not on campus. My video is a little bit blurry, but hey, we'll figure it out. So I'm Macy.
My name is Claire.
You know who we are. So we got a fun episode today. So there's a lot of stuff that's been going on recently in the world that all the feminists are freaking out about. So we wanted to talk about it. So first of all is, wait, how do you say his last name?
Harrison Butker.
I every time I see him, I just think of his Twitter handle, which is Butt Kicker. So Harrison Butt Kicker, he delivered a commencement speech at, this is where was it?
This was at Benedictine College in Kansas.
Yeah.
Very, very traditionally Catholic college. I actually almost went there myself. It's a very, very, very good school, which is, I'm not surprised that they had him go speak there because it's not a very woke college. But go ahead.
Yeah. So he delivered a commencement speech there. So if you haven't seen it, definitely go watch the full thing just so you're educated on what exactly, you know, we're looking at, what we're talking about. But so again, keep in mind, this is a, he's a Catholic giving a speech at a very Catholic school with very Catholic material in it. And basically the premise of his speech was, it was 20 minutes long, but he was talking, he took a moment to pause and talk to the women in the room. And this is the segment that really freaked out all over TikTok, all the feminists were freaking out. Everyone online is freaking out because he said that women, like, what's the best way to say this? He's basically saying that the best vocation out there for a woman to fulfill is being a wife and a mother.
Mm-hmm. There were a lot of, obviously, women graduating from Benedictine this year, and I think that's why, like, he wanted to address the women in the room as a whole. And he essentially was stating that, you know, many of you are looking forward to, you know, climbing the, you know, the business ladder, the corporate ladder, and, you know, get promotions. But he said that it's probably safe to assume that the majority of the women in the room were excited to get married and to have a family, which the feminists and the woke media had a field day with. They were so pissed off about this, which I'm still so confused by, because the entirety of his speech, he was just building up women and saying how, you know, stuff that Macy and I stand for, womanhood cannot be appropriated. It's not something that, you know, any man can take on and do. It's the number one most difficult job in the world. Being a homemaker is extremely difficult. And he praised his wife. He said he wouldn't be the man today if it wasn't for his wife, for her to be stepping into her vocation, which I think was so amazing. I listened.
He started like sobbing too. He was like really emotional. It was really heartfelt. Yes.
I listened to the whole thing for the first time today. I've seen different clips like earlier on this week, but I listened to the whole thing today and I got so emotional because I was watching this. And from my perspective, like as a conservative woman, I'm like, this is the type of men that America needs. I don't see, this was the definition of a strong man. And I find that to be so important and so attractive in a man for him to, you know, encourage his wife to be, you know, what she wants to be. And to call it being a homemaker, like, is truly a vocation. I don't think a lot of, you know, the liberals look at it that way, which doesn't make sense to me because I feel like traditional feminism is supporting, you know, this homemaker lifestyle. And I don't know, like, it's roles are reversing today. I just don't get it.
The biggest issue, this is what every liberal does ever. They take like one small thing and they just completely blow it out of proportion. They completely twist the words too. So like everyone online is saying that like he was saying like, oh, women belong in the kitchen and nowhere else. They're better, you know, producing more babies than ideas. That's not what he was saying at all. Like, go watch the video for yourself. He wasn't saying any of that. He was literally like praising women for what they do in fulfilling the roles of being a mother and being a wife. And my thing is, all these feminists who are freaking out, I really want to ask them, I want them to take a deep reflection into their lives, especially those who already are mothers and have families. Like, I want one of them to look me in the eyes and tell me that their career, like, fulfills their life more and makes them happier than being a mother and a wife does. I doubt they could actually answer and right. say that, you know, having a career is more fulfilling. Like, I obviously, you know, I'm not married. I don't have kids, but I can tell you right now that, like, being a wife and being a mother is going to be the best thing, and it's going to be way more impactful and way more meaningful to me than a career. So the fact that we have these women, like, you know, joining the workforce soon, if they haven't already, and, like, these women are the next generation of our mothers, that's scary, because also a lot of them are saying that, you know, they're not going to get married and they're going to be single forever and not have kids, blah, blah, blah. And that's not good for society, because where is our population going to come from if, you know, we don't reproduce?
Right. Yeah. And we're not saying, like, I think it's important to know, like, we're not anti, you know, having a career as a woman. I mean, you and I are both paying thousands and thousands of dollars to go to St. Mary's College to get a degree and hopefully to go to work afterwards. But I don't think that what he was saying was inappropriate by any means. And I think that the media made it come across that everybody was pissed off. You know, I was going through the comment section of one of his most recent Instagram posts just to see what the general feedback was. And it seemed like everybody was pissed off. And normally you would see, like, I feel like cancel culture obviously is a huge thing, but you would see more conservatives stepping up and supporting him. But in the Instagram comment section, it was not it. However, what the media doesn't show you is that, you know, he was at a Catholic college, very, very traditionally Catholic. And so the majority of the people in that room, they totally supported him. And they didn't show that, you know, he got a standing ovation at the end of the speech. Of course, they're not going to show that because they don't want to, you know, show that he got so much support for his speech. But I think that's, you know, worth talking about. Not to mention, his jerseys are the number one most selling jerseys right now, especially number one female fit jersey in the entire NFL league.
Good. So
obviously women are supporting him.
Yeah.
And media is making it seem like every woman hates him.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So conclusion, I guess, Harrison Butker's right. And anyone who says he's not makes me nervous. Future as a society.
It makes me like particularly, you know, scared, because, you know, there are so many. I was listening to the Charlie Kirk show earlier today, and they said that there are on average 50 NFL players a year are arrested for things like DUIs, domestic abuse, you know, like sexual abuse, whatever. And this is what the media is freaked out about, was Harrison Butker's speech. Like, come on.
I saw a video, I forget what his name is, it's like Diddy something or whatever, but there was like a video of like this football player like literally beating, I think was his girlfriend or like fiance or something, literally beating her in the hallway of a hotel. But, you know, of course, we're not going to hear any outrage about that. But the one time that a man has very, in my opinion, pro-woman, like the one time a man has a very pro-woman message, that's when they all freak out.
Yeah.
Because women these days have been lied to. That, you know, men are awful and they need that, you know, they shouldn't get married and they should be single the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. I hate that message. I hate it so much.
Did you see that the daughter of the owner of the Chiefs like came out and reacted to Harrison's speech? Like,
she
came out and completely defended him. She said that, you know, her mom stayed at home when she was a child and she understands that not every woman has that opportunity, but that, like, her mom staying home to take care of her and be a homemaker was a completely formative aspect in her life that helped shape the woman that she is today, which I thought was incredible, because good for her for coming out and getting that hot take. But as the Chief's daughter or owner's daughter, I thought that was incredible.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, a lot of people are assuming that, like, people like us who support him and him as well, we're saying that, like, women should never have any career ever. Again, that's not what he was saying. Like, you can have a career and be a mom at the same time. Obviously, there's times where you're going to have to sacrifice your career to be a mother. I mean, for maternity leave, a lot of women, you know, they will take off work to be there for the youngest years of their children, but you can still have a career. I mean, you and I are good examples. Like, you know, we're chasing the dream. We have things we definitely aspire to be in the workforce. But also at the same time, we can look forward to, you know, being a wife and having kids. And people always say that it's either one or the other, and that's not the case at all. So yeah.
I love that.
I think we said everything we want to about that. So that's been a big recent event that everyone's freaking out about. So next thing, this is new. The Iranian president died. That's a little bit crazy.
It was the helicopter crash.
Yeah, helicopter crash. Of course, like, you know, at first it was, you know, Iranian fake news trying to be like, oh, like, you know, we're just looking for him. He's not dead, but he is dead. Which is an ad actually woke up this morning to notification about that. So we'll see what happens with that. Maybe I don't know exactly who is responsible for that. I would think Israel. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was an attack. I don't know. They're right now saying that it was like a helicopter malfunction, but I don't believe that for 1 second. But I will say this will definitely have an effect on foreign policy as for everything going on in the Middle East right now. And I don't know a ton about it, I will say, but like, I know like in Iran, there's different like levels of like figures and authorities. So there's a lot of speculation going on behind that as well. But I mean, he's also responsible for the murder of thousands of people, like thousands upon thousands of people. So, rest in hell.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen. That'll be very, very interesting to see, but very excited, and topic switch again, very excited to see that we've got a date set for the presidential debates.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited. No one talked to me on June 27th. I will be,
in my room with a bag of popcorn.
I know. There's so many stupid things going on already with that, though, because like Biden agreed to it, but he had like 80,000 different rules. Like it has to be on CNN. The microphones I have to turn off whenever their time is up. There's a bunch of random different rules. So I wonder what kind of drugs he's going to be on for that, because.
Right. Or earpieces that he's going to be wearing, or.
Yeah.
Or is Joe Biden even alive?
Someone else. We should start that conspiracy theory that Joe Biden's
actually. I think it already is a conspiracy theory. And I think it's so funny. But he's
been dead for years and it's someone else.
Yeah.
But, well, I mean, I would hope so, I guess. I can't really say that out. Not the fact that I hope he'd be dead. I can't, you know, I don't agree with that. But if the fact that he himself is not in office, but whoever is in office right now, if it's not him, he is just as horrible. So,
right. So true.
But yeah, no, I'm super excited for that. It's also funny because Trump, he went online and was like, okay, well, I'm going to require a drug test before this. Did you see that?
I did not see that, but that's actually genius.
Genius. You look at videos of Biden right now, and he's like, you go back and look at different videos, and there's some where he's like, he looks super high while he's talking, and then others, like, he literally is like wide-eyed, like his pupils are like the size of his entire eyeball.
I don't know.
He's got it. He has to be on different drugs.
He's on something. He just, for sure, is on something.
And like the State of the Union address too. Oh my gosh, that was an interesting time. I'm so glad I never have to watch that ever again. But yeah, so I guess that's the biggest federal news recently. Anything else you got?
No, we pretty much covered everything, but I'm excited for our next podcast episode, though. Very, very exciting. Stay tuned for that.
Yes, definitely.
We're going to be talking about some more St. Mary's issues. Yay. So exciting. We're going to talk about some Palestinian protests going on. Not going to spoil the whole thing, but stay tuned for that. But yeah, enjoy our summer series. This is how it's going to be. Until January, because Macy's going to be gone in DC. So we're going to make this work. We're going to keep going for the girls. Hoping that we were going to end this at the end or at the start of the summer. It's not ending.
Oh, we're not done. We are not done. We got more.
We do. All right. Well, I think that's all we have for today.
Yep.
Stay tuned for the next episode.
Cool. Thanks. See ya.